From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues this series in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes a message called The Report Card of the Faithful. The text is a portion of verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith. The first characteristic of true Christians is that they are a saved people. Then, believers are a singular people. They have different values and desires from the world around them, for they are seeking to please God. In addition, God's people are a serving people. Once a person comes to know Christ as Savior, there is implanted within him a desire to serve the Lord. Further, believers are a submitted people. By faith, they receive God's word and obey it, with full trust in the Lord who gave it. Then, Christians are a suffering people, for those who follow Christ will suffer persecution. But God's people are also a sustained people, for God has promised never to forsake His own. Finally, Christians are a successful people. God's measure of success is a life lived for Christ that yields fruit in eternity. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 2. Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. Downcast and troubled Christian, come and glean today in the broad field of promise. Here are abundance of precious promises which exactly meet thy wants. Take this one. He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. Doth not that suit thy case? A reed, helpless, insignificant, and weak. A bruised reed, out of which no music can come. Weaker than weakness itself. A reed, and that reed bruised. Yet he will not break thee. But on the contrary, will restore and strengthen thee. Thou art like the smoking flax. No light, no warmth can come from thee. But he will not quench thee. He will blow with his sweet breath of mercy till he fans thee to a flame. Wouldst thou glean another ear? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What soft words! Thy heart is tender, and the Master knows it, and therefore he speaks so gently to thee. Wilt thou not obey him and come to him even now? Take another ear of corn. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. How canst thou fear with such a wonderful assurance as this? Thou mayest gather 10,000 such golden ears as these. I have blotted out thy sins like a cloud, and like a thick cloud thy transgressions. Or this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Or this, the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Our Master's field is very rich. Behold the handfuls. See, there they lie before thee, poor, timid believer. Gather them up, make them thine own, for Jesus bids thee take them. Be not afraid, only believe. Grasp these sweet promises, thresh them out by meditation, and feed on them with joy.
As I read your holy word, help me see, Lord, help me learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. stubborn will, make my heart and soul be still. As I read your word, may I heed it and obey. Like the first rays of morning light, it will pierce my darkest night, showing signs of doubt and fear within my heart, showing self-confidence and pride, the rebel thoughts that plague my mind. Then it brings cleansing hope that quiets my heart.
So as we read your holy word, help us see, Lord, help us learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. Lead the way, come and mount our stubborn will. Lord, make our hearts and souls be still. As we read your word, may we heed it and obey.
Open my eyes and let me see glimpses of truth you have for me. For in your word I find the truth that sets me free.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Thank you. Be sustained by the Word of God. Whatever your problem, remember, the Bible has something to say about it. There's a place for human counsel. There's a place for human help. But you know, when people come to me, and I'm no paragon of expertness when it comes to what the world calls counseling. I don't like to call it counseling, to be quite honest. But I like to listen, and as I listen, I pray. And as I pray, I'm asking God for a word for that person from this book. And that's it, you know. You need direction from Scripture. And you know, this is a marvelous, wonderful book. I truly believe that we have got to get the exegetical and contextual meaning of Scripture when we go to study it. But I also know that God can use even a sentence, a word, just light up a line out of this book, lift it right out of its context, seal it to your heart by the Holy Ghost and give you direction. Now that doesn't make any sense to the scholars. That makes them tremble in their boots. Man, you're taking the Bible out of context. I'm not taking the Bible out of anything. I'm simply saying that the Holy Ghost can take a line of Scripture to impress upon your heart what it would have you do. I don't mean to develop crankiness in God's people. And there's an awful lot of wishful thinking instead of faith among too many Christians. But I do say this, the Word of God has something to say to you. Don't let this Bible be a dead historic book. Don't let this Bible simply be a musty document from the past. Fundamentalists have too easily fallen into the trap of believing that God once inspired the Bible. Nonsense! The Bible was not inspired. The Bible is inspired. There's a word of difference. That word inspiration means the living nature of the Bible. When did it die? It never did. It was inspired, a living word when he gave it. It's still a living word today. Oh, if we will come to it in faith, we'll be sustained by the Word of God. We'll then see the working of God and we'll be sustained by that. We'll then have the witness of God. Because our faith will not only witness to the Lord for us, it will witness to us about the Lord. And of course, through it all, remember this, there were things that they didn't get. They didn't see the great promises we'll see next week. There were things they didn't get, but they waited and they waited and they waited. And you'll be sustained by the Word of God, by the working of God, by the witness of the Lord in your heart as you wait upon the Lord. Oh, how we hate that. Why is God not a 20th century American? Why does God not realize that I need this yesterday? Why does God keep me waiting? I could give you various reasons. One very good reason is just to let you know that He is God. He's eternal. He's infinite. He's unchangeable. He's in control. He's not your puppet. His name is G-O-D, not D-O-G, to jump when you or I say so. He'll keep us waiting that we may see Him as our chief joy and not just what He has to do for us. a sustained people through waiting on the Lord. And then, of course, finally, faith marks them as what we all want to be, a successful people. Now, if you'd seen a man sawn asunder, if you'd seen his friends stretched out on the timpani and battered to death, if you'd seen others with their heads cut from their bodies and others with their bones crushed before they died, you wouldn't have said they're successful people. Now, you might have said it about Moses when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. You might have said it about Joshua or some of these other great men on their wonderful victories, but you certainly wouldn't have said it about many of these people. But they were all successful. Let me explain. They left their mark in history. For instance, we know the name of Moses. Scholars are still fighting over the name of the Pharaoh at that time. And really, for all his greatness, what does it matter who he was or what he did? They left their mark in history. They blazed a trail of true and selfless greatness. They set an example for all believers to follow, for they glorified their Lord in their spirit and in their bodies. They proved their God and were approved by their God. They died in the full assurance of the glory that was to come, and they are now in the presence of their Lord, awaiting the eternal consummation for all the people of God. And I want to tell you, if you can live for God down here, even if you never have more than bread for today, if you can live for God down here, and arrive in heaven at the end, and especially if you can bring with you the offspring that God has given you, and any others that He may graciously place under the power of the gospel through you, you will have been a complete success. Success does not lie in that which dies with you. Success is not in that which dies when the world dies. I was sitting in the barber's shop yesterday. Two fellows were having a conversation. One of them said he had read a poll. Maybe you've read it, I haven't. But he'd read an opinion poll. The question was asked to people, what would you take with you when you die if you could take one thing? Many people said their husband or their wife. Much to his surprise, some even said their children. The third most popular thing that people would take with them if they died was their television set. How warped, how wicked the thinking of men. You die, you're talking about heaven, or you're talking about hell. You're talking about glory with Christ or groans in the lake of fire. That is 1 second after you die. Success is not what you can get in the world. It's not in the tinsel and the glitter of the soap operas of the TV. It is not in the attainment of the sports field or the business world. Success is to live by faith in Christ, so that this life is but a preparation for the glory to come, and what is done here will yield fruit in heaven for all eternity. That is success. Successful parents are not those who see their children all grow up to become stockbrokers or doctors or whatever. If they do, make it big, pray all the more for them. The most successful parent is the parent whose faith is in Christ and who will bring his or her children to heaven with them. That is what your faith in Christ can do. By the grace of God, will do. For faith witnesses that God's people are a successful people. There's the report card of the faithful. Could you put your name at the top of that card? Can this be presented to God? If you were to be cut off right in the pew where you sit, could this be presented to God as your report card? Saved? Set apart as a special people by the sovereign grace of God? But saved by grace? Washed in the blood? Serving the Lord? Submitted to Him for His will? Whatever the suffering, sustained by Him. Tell me, is this your report? Make sure it is, my friend. Make sure it is. For remember what I said right at the beginning. Nothing else, nothing else matters in the light of eternity. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer. We want every eye closed. I want to ask you humbly but forcefully, have you this report that you're saved by grace through faith? You can't have any of the rest until you start there. Man or woman, boy or girl, is there one of you here today who's honestly got to say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. Whatever else I am, I'm not saved. But oh, I would love to be saved. I'd love to have my sins forgiven. I would love to know a home in heaven. I would love to be right with God, have the peace of God and the assurance of eternal life. Can God save me?" Bless God, He can. Will He save me? He says, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Will you come to Christ? As our heads are bowed and you're sitting there in that seat, will you cry to the Lord, "Lord, save this poor, guilty sinner. By faith I receive Christ as my Savior on the authority of Thy word. Wash away my sin. Make me right with God." Will you do that? Will you call upon the name of the Lord where you're sitting? And if you've done that, I'd like you to come to see me at the door and tell me that you've done so. Let me give you a little gospel literature. And indeed, if you have the time, to speak to you and help you in the things of God. If you haven't prayed that prayer, but your heart's desire is to be saved, come and have a word with me. And I'll be delighted to take the time to point you to Christ. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. Save the lost in this meeting today, we pray. Bring Thy word to bear with convicting power upon every heart, and grant that there not be one in this service we'll walk away rejecting Christ. Lord, give us all the grace to live by faith, that whatever we do day by day will be done by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.